Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Todd Garvey.
And I'm Lisa Green.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
So this is really going to show off how nerdy I am. But one of the biggest things that like I would love to see, especially with like development of AI and stuff, is like I'm really big into tabletop games. You can see my plush D20 in the back. So I'm really into like tabletop games, and like I'd really like to get back to like text-based adventures where you can like program an AI to just write all that shit for you. You know, like it's not necessarily like, oh, it's going to replace the DM of like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like that. But like, you know, to be actually able to just, you know, on the fly produce like things like NPCs or towns, like descriptions, whatever the hell, like just these cool things. And then like DM can run with that. So it's like, you know, basically like ChatGPT, but for these other like parts of the creative process for doing tabletop gaming, which is just so hard to do. Like, it's just one of those things that makes you like work so hard, like extra hours trying to like create and world build and all that. Like, if having an AI that would make that easier would just, I feel like that is just unexplored territory for sure.
When you say tabletop, you don't mean like Uno, you mean like Dungeons and Dragons. Yes. For the most yes. part. The people who work on AI are the people who are into Dungeons and Dragons. So that alone makes it pretty likely that it'll actually happen. And yeah, I mean, it's sort of a medieval story. Like, there's a lot of tropes that AI doesn't have to just whole cloth invent totally new things. Yes. So it's narrow focus. So I think that would definitely work.
I don't know a ton about either of the two things that you're talking about. That's what kind of sucks. I don't know about the Dungeons and Dragons type and the AI. Besides, what's that dang show?
Stranger Things?
No, the sitcom. What the hell is
that? Big Bang Theory.
That's the only time I've really even heard of it.
I'm like an AI nerd, like a computer nerd, but not a D&D nerd, unfortunately. I don't know enough about it to like crack jokes and like.
Yeah, sorry. I'm so niche and weird.
I'm sure like almost every episode, some comic who's done it D&D before would be on, except for this one.
I know, right? I'm just like, oh, I know there's somebody in the scene who would know exactly what I'm talking about and just really jive with it. And yeah, that's not.
They would have memes in their head about fine. Dungeon Master problems and like. Yeah, I don't have any of that.
Yeah.
I always just thought that it was like there was one person in the group who was like the storyteller, like Dungeon Master.
Yes.
And everybody else just sort of showed up to the game and they didn't have to prep at all. Is that
Yeah, and kind of. So if it's done right, it's like a collaborative storytelling sort of thing. But that's the part of it is that like you have to get all those working pieces working together. And so a player can make a really good character that pursues all these leads that the DM's throwing at them and like adds to the story and says, oh, hey, I want to have a storyline where my character does blah, 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 blah. And, you know, like throws a plot line. And then the DM says, oh, I can incorporate that into this quest that I've already prepared. And like, that's when it's just magical and it works. It doesn't usually go like that though. And more often than not, if you go to a D&D game, it's going to be like, oh, I have this pre-made book here. And the pre-made book is a pre-made scenario, and I'm going to run you through it. And it doesn't matter if you've done it like 10,000 times, and there's going to be maybe a little difference, but like not by much. What's going to make it probably the most different is going to be the people involved. But like, you know, that's part of the DM's job is to be able to just like on the fly respond and make it more creative. And like there's other games where like you would have to be more creative. Like you just, it's not pre-made, you figure it out. So yeah, that's what my idea was. It's just like, oh, if we could get that kind of like inventiveness from an AI, I think that would really go well. And like, it would be kind of like a return to like text-based adventures. Like that was where we started with computer gaming, was like, you could just put in text stuff and it'd be like, oh, you see to your east, there's this, to your west, there's this, like that kind of stuff. And that was based on tabletop. And I feel like you could come full circle.
I've never done tabletop like you're talking about, but it seemed like it wouldn't be that hard.
It's a lot harder than you think it is, and like part of that is just the people that come to it. It's that's really more of what the issue is. It's like depending on like what the players do, and that's really more of the like, oh, how do I respond to this, and what do I make happen? Because like that's what it is. I'm being super nerding out about this, and this is obviously going to be a weird conversation with the two of you, but like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do, and that's part of what the Dungeon Master's role is to adapt the gaming world to the actions of the players, and sometimes that's harder than it looks.
So I'm a little curious, like, if you're in a D&D group, typically, like, do you play like every weekend or once a month?
Scheduling is the death of tabletop groups. I'll just say that. Like, that's like 9 out of 10 times, if you stop doing it, it's because it just didn't work out schedule wise. But yeah, it depends on the group. Like, ideally it would be like a once a week thing, or like once every other week, or once a month, depending on like what works for people. And that there's no hard and fast rule of like, it has to be this many times. It's just whatever you do. Like, whatever you have time, and that's a big reason why I don't do it anymore, just because I don't have time. So
I'm just trying to get a rough estimate of, like, how much material has to be thought of, like, per week. Like, because the typical game would be several hours, right? 2 to 5 hours?
Yes. It depends on how long individual sessions are and how long they want to run it for, but, like, yeah, somewhere around there. Usually people spend like a night doing it. It also depends on how big the group is. So like if it's just, you know, 3 friends, that's going to take way less time than a whole table of like 8 different characters. Like, oh, that's a lot. That's a lot of multitasking.
So if you're writing like 5 hours of material every week, I mean, that's a lot of work, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got a point there.
You're writing stuff that you might not use the next week, depending on what happens in the game, right?
So you got to build it for the future also.
Mm-hmm. And like, this is like world building stuff. And so world building can be used for like writing as well. Like it doesn't have to necessarily be tabletop. It can also just be like, hey, I'm trying to build this world. It's just more useful there because like if you write a story and then your players are like, well, whatever, we're going to go to that bar and we're going to go drink and we're going to go talk up some random gnome there, then it's like, well, shit, that's not what I wrote. So it's better to say, okay, I already know what world is, and I know who's at that bar and who's, you know, who's doing stuff over there, and I can figure out the rest as I go. And that takes more time, but that's the better thing to do, is to say, I have a general idea of what world you're playing in.
D&D, is that pretty much all there is the D&D and like its clones. It's always like swords and medieval fairies and gnomes. And is there a cyberpunk one?
Or? Yeah, there's cyberpunk. That's what Cyberpunk the game was based off of. It was based off of a tabletop game. And so like this stuff has been in existence. And like I do more horror stuff, actually. That's what I do. I've done a little bit of Call of Cthulhu. I also do Vampire the Masquerade, but both of those are more horror-based. So, like, yeah, no, there's a lot of different ones. Like, there's also, like, superhero stuff, too. It's just all kinds of fun games. It's just everybody knows D&D because that's, like, super big right now. It's super popular.
So D&D, typically, you're not looking to win, per se, right? Because the game, it's just, like, a way to pass the time to hang out and fun.
It's really more like you win by making a cool story with your friends, and as long as everybody's having fun, then that's winning.
That's cool.
I find it more fun because, like, I'll play, like, you know, sometimes you hear, like, oh, tabletop games, and it actually does mean, like, a, you know, like, Monopoly or whatever. And so, like, I have a problem with that where I'm just like, I don't like being competitive. Like, I just don't enjoy it.
I'll have to check it out sometime. I'm open to everything, you know? I like the idea, just having fun with your friends or other people for a few hours is cool. Good way to pass time. You could be doing worse things.
Is there a lot of drinking during the tabletop?
I mean, I not
the... It depends
the,
on the group, obviously.
It depends on the group. It absolutely depends on the group. It's kind of like always a thing that, like, you get food. Like, somebody gets food. But, like, in terms of beer, like, if you like beer, whatever, then, you know, I would not advocate, like, being drunk and trying to play. It's, like, the drunker I get, the harder it is to understand complex rules. I need simple things. Simple things. But, you know, sometimes that helps people's creative processes or whatever. And it's like, okay, fine. I opt for, like, Cards Against Humanity or basically same rule structure as Cards Against Humanity. Of like, you have a whole hand of things, and then you have a prompt. Just respond to the prompt, and then we go around in a circle. That's the best way to play any sort of game when you are imbibing any sort of substance. It's just nice and simple, something that everybody just intuitively understands, and you figure it out.
We do Cards Against Humanity. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah, my only group of friends outside of comedy, we do a weekly poker game. And
that one of us is really one.
Like poker that much. But I've tried to get him into like a MMO video game. Ooh. I thought that would be a funner way to pass the time than just poker. But I can't convince. It's like the friend group trying to migrate it to something else. I don't know if that works. At least in my experience, like if you want to like start a new activity, you almost need a new friend group.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Big difference between poker and video games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I've had friends, like I have friends that I've like tried to get into tabletop and it's just like, oh, that didn't work very well. Let's not do that. But like, they're cool doing other things. And then there's other times where it's just like that friend was like not a cool hang at all when it came to hanging out in bars, but then like they're really good at doing D&D stuff. It's like, oh, okay. So it works both ways.
So if you had AI, would it be the Dungeon Master only who had the AI, or would everybody have their own AI that they sort of tweak to their own personality?
No, that's a good idea. No, I think it could also be used to help generate character sheets, like, because that's something that a lot of people have problems with when they start out is like, okay, how do I make this? And like, if it was like one of those like prompt response things, I think that would go like way easier. Is just that like, oh, figure out what this stat is and what this stat is. Like, I don't know anything. And so that's another thing you have to do often as DM is you have to say, okay, here's what this means. You're new to it. And here's how you'll use that. And just figure out a character and what they do and what they're about. And like, these are all difficult things, and there's like multiple levels of like, first you have to understand the system, and then you have to understand how to make good characters, and then you have to understand how to make good story. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
How are you picturing the AI becoming involved in the conversation? Does it just listen and just suggest things via text? Like,
if it's helping the DM, it would be to provide like NPC information, setting information, just like, you know, like especially for, you know, these people come across some person, and then you like you have to figure out, okay, what's the like, what is this person like? Are they an elf? Are they a half orc? Are they a human? Whatever, you know, male, female? What do they look like? What's their age? Like all this like information that you kind of just have to like process yourself, and like it'd be really easy to just preload all of that randomization into a bot, and then just say, hey, I want to make an NPC that would be here, and then like the AI could just say, oh, okay, here you go. Like it'd be like that. It'd be really quick. That's what I would love to have. Like, just have a, you know, what kind of people would be at this location? Like, who would be there? And it would just know based on, oh, you're using this setting. Okay, well, it's going to have this NPC, like this NPC, this NPC, this NPC. And here's an idea of some plot line or quest that the NPC could give the player if the player wants to chat with them, just whatever. Because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to just do that in your head. So like having an AI to do that, just have all this stuff already thinking about it and just return that for you, so much easier.
Would it be like displaying that on a monitor that everybody could see, so you don't have to remember all of the things that are going on?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it, like for like for that. Everyone, for the DM, whichever. But yeah, some sort of like record of whatever, so that way it's not just, oh, here's a thing, and then it's gone. Like, obviously, I mean, that's generally how it works.
Cool. Anything else with that idea? Would you pay a monthly fee for it? Like,
I bet you could. I bet they could make you do that, and that would. I mean, I would pay monthly fee for that. I would pay money. Because I mean, there's already like Roll20 and stuff like that where you can like pay money to access certain features of just being a part of a community. So it's like, oh yeah, we have DM tools here. Buy that. Like, absolutely, you can make money off of it for sure.
So it'd be AI coming up with stuff and also some like visualization, like showing you like the scene of whatever's going on.
Yeah, that'd be a whole other level. That could be another thing, because like I always forget that AI art is a thing as well. And like, it could also just automatically generate like, here's a floor plan of the place that you're at. Like, nice and easy. Really easy.
Cool. Any shows or anything you guys want to plug?
Thanks for coming out. A queer showcase. That's going to be on October 11th. That's next week. 734 Brewing. Other than that, Depot Town Comedy, open mic 734 Brewing, Wednesday. Always great. Always accepting folks that want to do that. Google Forms on the Facebook page. Always love having people.
You can find me at Dr. Decide on all socials. Check out my podcast, Cornbread and Beans.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.